Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola. What is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. The answer is always yes. The answer is always yes. Let's dive into that training today. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Would you please leave a rating on iTunes? Love the show. Let me know. Hate the show. Let me know. Just leave a rating on iTunes. I hope you love the show. But hey, let's all be a realist out there. The single greatest rating I ever received. Oh, God, it had to have been 12, 13 years ago, guys. And I shared this on the podcast training I was doing last week. I'm in the middle of a 4-webinar training for a private group of individuals on how to create, grow, and monetize their very own podcast. And I showed them feedback, 1 star, and it said, there is something desperately wrong with this man. They're talking about me. Me, Sam Crowley. They're talking about me. He was, actually, a gentleman. It's and the beauty of it, he's right. There's got to be something wrong. Abnormal stands for above normal. So to this date, of all the reviews, the hundreds and, you know, reviews that I've gotten of the podcast, that one stands out as the greatest one of all time. So and I think if you were to factor in all the platforms, I'm just looking at the U.S., there's probably 840 or so ratings right now as of the date of this podcast. There might be over a couple thousand if you were to click on every single country, and because there's a different iTunes platform in every country. So what we see here in the U.S. is different than what you would see in Canada, the U.K., Australia, anywhere around Asia, South America, anything like that. Anyway, not even the point of the podcast, but it kind of is. You're going to get negative feedback, guys. I promise you this much. Do you want it bad enough to be criticized? That's the question that a lot of people got to answer, because when you decide to go out and do something completely different, or just keep doing what you're doing but on a grander scale, people take shots at you and they don't like how you've changed, because then it shines the mirror right back at them that they haven't changed. They're the same person they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. That's kind of difficult for some people to go out there amongst their friends and family and people they used to know from the past and actually do something significant, because you have, I don't use this word a lot. It's just so you identify with it. The haters, okay? The haters gonna hate and all that stuff and yakety yak. But what the haters do, they shine the mirror up to their own life. And they're so lonely. They're so mad. They're so angry. And they're so just resentful that they never took the shot in life that you're taking. You know, they never did change. They just stayed the same way. So what runs into a lot of situations, entrepreneurs, is they get out of the gate. They get going. And something like that happens, you know, family member, friend. What are you doing? What is that again? Oh, man, I know someone who tried that. Oh, man, what is that? Look, you don't owe anybody an explanation. You don't owe anybody any explanation. You just don't. Those are people, look, after they ask you that dumb question, they're off to somebody else to ask them another dumb question. These are professional dumb question askers, okay? So just understand, treat them like a bot. Just treat them like a bot, like somebody on Twitter or something where you post something and you get an auto response. Just treat people like that. The bot, the angry bot, we'll call it. And that way, if you look at it like that, there's nothing personal to be taken. It's just a robot out there yiping away at somebody because they're having a bad life. So anyway, that's where I just wanted to kind of take that one for a minute to let you know everything's going to be all right, man. You don't owe anybody an explanation except you and your dream. And I'm telling you, the faster you go for that and start saying yes, which is the title of today's podcast, start saying yes, that's when you're going to realize some really cool growth. And success doesn't happen without growth. So if you want to have success, you got to grow first. You know, you can't have it in that same you know, doing the same thing that you've been doing over the past 5 years or 10 years or 20 years has gotten you the same results. So if you think about it from just an academic perspective, if you want something seismic, something different to happen in your life, you got to do something seismic and something different. But it starts with just very little changes, just small. What time you wake up, or maybe the time you exercise, or maybe how much time you're dedicating to your passion and your business. It starts with very small habits that you build. And then once you got those done, you got your feet firmly underneath you with that, then you pivot and you do a little bit more, a little bit more. And man, I'll tell you, that's where the huge growth comes from. But you're not going to get any different results if you don't change. You're not going to get any different results if you don't start saying yes to everything that is in alignment with who you are and what you believe. So I'll give you an example. I mentioned I'm doing this podcast training, but whenever I do a training, people ask a lot of questions, rightfully so. This is all brand new to them. They've never recorded content or tried to monetize their content or anything like that. So, for example, with a podcast, somebody will be like, hey, do you think that this is a good first episode? A good for the welcome to whatever podcast? Yeah, yep. But did you listen to it? No, I didn't listen to it. Why wouldn't it be? How can you tell me if it's good? Because it's more than you had the day before. I mean, unless you literally got on that podcast episode and said, hey, I want to welcome you to my podcast. It's terrible. You're going to hate it. I hate doing it, to be honest with you. This guy Crowley made me do it. Don't subscribe. It's just the most god-awful thing you're ever going to listen to. I mean, unless you said something like that, you're good to go. Because everybody overthinks the first steps of the journey. Like, is this good? Is it? Yep. Yep. Hey, how do you like my cover art? Great. Love it. What about my intro and my extra music? Perfect. Perfect. Is it causing you to move forward? Is that momentum? Yes. Is it going to be perfect? No. Are you ever going to do anything perfect ever? No. So why are you worried about it? I mean, everybody's got to get used to the B stuff, man. Everybody wants the A stuff. I got to put my A. You can put your A effort into it and still have B or even C type quality in your eyes, but that's not up to you to judge. If you did what you can do, you're always going to leave stuff on the table or forget to say something or do something, or there's always more you can do in anything, you know? But so many people just discount, you know, that 70% of what they would want to have out there. You know, like if you recorded a podcast and you want to have it be 15 minutes and it was 10, well, I needed it to be 50. No, just put it out there, okay? Yeah, but I forgot to mention, it doesn't matter, get it on the next one. All right, 70% of done is better than doing absolutely nothing. And by the way, done is the new perfect anyway. So you're never going to get anything at 100%, ever, not ever, one time. You're going to sit there and agonize over the first few steps. I'm telling you, get moving. So when people ask my opinion, like, for example, during this podcasting, is this good? Yep, that's good. Is that good? Yep, that's good. Should I record? Yep, absolutely record another one. Get to go. Because I know from experience, forward momentum, and you're going to find out as well. As soon as you do it, you're going to look back and say, why did I think so long? You ever done something like that? Has there ever been a time when you completed a task, you look back, you're like, why did it take me so long to do that? Why? I should have done that a year or two ago. You know what I mean? But yet back then in that mindset, you were thinking, well, I've got to get this before I do it. I got to get that. No, none of that matters. What matters is momentum, and you can't create momentum unless you get moving. So say yes to everything. Just say yes. Even if it's your B work or your C graded type work in your mind, get it going. You can always go back and edit, or you can always add an addendum onto it. I mean, look, I think there's certain professions where you want to definitely bring A effort and A execution. I can think of a pilot, for example, okay? Do I want, if the A game for a pilot is to land the plane safely and make sure that we take off safely, I'm all about that life. Yep, got to have that if that's A. But I think that is kind of expected. Like when you're a pilot, takeoff and landing, you want to make sure that you're focused. And is every landing going to be perfect? Nope, not at all. No, but is it safe? Is that the end goal? Yeah, that's it. Good. Good, man. I can remember coming back from London many years ago. When I spoke in London, I was flying back into JFK in New York City. Holy moly. The plane, I thought the wing was touching the ground or the ocean. We're coming in over the ocean. I thought, this is it. I'm going down. And I'm in the back of the plane. This is before I discovered first class, okay? And I'm in the far back of the plane. And I mean, it feels like I'm getting thrown all over the place. Stewardess, nothing. She's just sitting there. I think she was reading a magazine or something. I'm like, oh, my God. Is anybody else seeing what's going on here? And so he landed the plane, thank God, and everybody got off the plane. I was shook, man. I still sitting there. And the stewardess goes, oh, thank you. See you later, see you. And she's in the back of the plane. She says, okay, sir, time to get, like, basically in a nice way. You ready to go? Can I help you get anything, your stuff? Get out of here. Get off the airplane so we can get out of here, too. I was like, you guys, this is what I said. I go, you guys are acting like that wasn't almost a crash landing. And they just laugh. Great ladies. They're just like, oh, you have no idea. I mean, that was nothing. It's a little turbulent. She goes, actually, that was the co-pilot. He was practicing landings. The pilot was letting him practice. True story. That's what she said. The pilot, yeah, he's just letting them practice. Oh, yeah. Well, sure. I could think, you know, if I want somebody to practice, I would rather have them on an international flight on a landing at JFK, you know, on a windy day. You know, oh, my God, could he have practiced with somebody else on the plane? And she goes, let me guess, you're somebody that likes to be in control, aren't you? And she nailed it. Yep, absolutely. And people who like to be in control when they don't have control, like on an airplane, and you're not flying it, landing it, you know, you don't like it. So that was actually a window into my own mind. I thought that stewardess was very, like, dead on. You're like, yeah, I like, when I'm driving the car, I drive the car all the time. Wherever we go on vacation, wherever we go, grocery store, I'm always driving. I'm always in control, you know? And she said, if you're somebody who likes and needs to be in control, you're not going to enjoy not having control on an airplane. But anyway, that was just a co-pilot practicing the landing. So I would say they brought their B game, okay, to that particular flight, because it was bumpy and the landing was just the worst, I think one of the worst I've ever had on an airplane. However, we arrived safely. I got my connection to Cincinnati and I was home safe in bed that night. So was it a success? Yes. Was it bumpy? Yes. Was it the best I ever had? No. So the best product, whatever product you put out there, it may not be the best someone's ever had, that product, that training, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Did it achieve the result that they paid you to have it achieve? Coaching them, training them, delivering them a cup of coffee, selling something in a brick and mortar stuff, flowers, a restaurant, whatever that is. Did somebody come in and get a haircut? Did you clip their ear accidentally? Yes. Did they walk away happy with the haircut? Yes. Great. So that was your B game that got the result for the client, the customer, and everybody's still happy. Okay. Nobody got hurt. Nobody's going to file a complaint. Nothing like that. Start saying yes to your work and get that yes turning into positive momentum so you can have results. That's the whole reason you're even doing this, is to get the results you want. All right. I'd love to help you get there. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book a time on my calendar. I will call you. Launchwithsam.com. I'll give you a call. We'll start working together one-on-one, build your movement, and monetize your passion. All right. Let's get after it, everybody. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.